Welcome to Agriculture In Depth, presented by Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre and by Kimball Livestock Exchange. I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. My guest is U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack. We'll hear from him after this.
Safety in your cattle operation is imperative to not only you, but your cattle as well. From front to back, from tube to chute, AeroQuip cattle chutes go through extensive testing to ensure reliability and safety. With an extremely user-friendly design, you're in for a smooth operation every time. AeroQuip cattle chutes are the safe equipment you can trust every step of the way. That's one benefit, but not all. For more information, see Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre, South Dakota.
During the 2024 Commodity Classic events held February 27th through March 2nd in Houston, Texas, Vilsack touched on a number of topics related to the United States' current tension with China.
Just a word of caution about China. I know there's a lot of conversation in coffee shops around the country about the ownership of foreign land by foreign owners, of our land by foreign owners. And often this is in the context of China. The ownership of foreign land by China is relatively small. It's less than 0.1% of the entire landmass of the U.S. There are concerns about the location of where that land might be owned, especially if it is connected to or clear near a military installation. But the ownership of land has become a focal point of conversation in this country, and as a result, the Chinese are obviously paying attention. And just a reminder, they are our number one export market. And so it's a difficult and nuanced conversation we need to have in this country about China's role and the importance of the export markets in China, at the same time making sure that we're protecting our capacity to know who and when land is being purchased by foreign ownership. The strong U.S. economy also reflects itself in a strong U.S. dollar, which can sometimes make it difficult for us to export. So what do we do about all of that? Well, first of all, we've had record levels of exports in the last couple of years, and I expect and anticipate those record levels to continue. But it's important for us to diversify our markets away from the single reliance on the Chinese market, looking at opportunities in Southeast Asia, in Central America, and in South America. And it was for that reason, at the request of Senator Stabenow and Bozeman, a bipartisan request, that we utilized resources under the Commodity Credit Corporation to establish the Regional Agricultural Promotion Program. Now, that's a mouthful, but essentially what it is resources that we can put into ag marketing that we've not had increases in for quite some time. You're familiar with the ag marketing programs, the Foreign Market Development Program, the Market Assistance Program. Those have historically been funded at pretty stable levels for the last number of years. Well, this RAP program now has over $1 billion invested in it. We just announced recently a $300 million allocation from that RAP fund. We got over $1 billion in requests to utilize those resources. Now, those resources are going to allow us to focus on all of the markets other than the top four markets. We already spend a great deal of time and effort and resources on those top four markets, China, Mexico, Canada, and alike. But now this gives us a tremendous opportunity to focus on those lower level markets. It allows us to have more people, more promotions, more presence in those markets, to be able to continue to do the job that you all do on the farm, which is to tout the stability and the safety and the quality of what we raise in this country. In fact, the Deputy Secretary, Tora Small, is currently in Africa, having spent nearly a week there, touring a number of countries in an effort to try to promote more opportunity. During that period of time, she and those who accompany her on this trade mission have already participated in 122 separate meetings with potential buyers of agricultural commodities. So it's an opportunity for us to do this in an expanded way. This is one of seven trade missions that will take place in 2024. Again, focused on diversifying our market opportunity.
Cattlemen, when you're looking to buy and sell cattle, look no further than Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball, South Dakota. At Kimball Livestock Exchange, you'll find cattlemen working for cattlemen with a sale every Tuesday. If you can't make it to the barn, you can watch the sale live on Cattle USA. Visit KimballLivestockExchange.com to view upcoming sale information. For more sale information or to consign, call the barn at 605-778-6211, Chad at 605-870-0697, or Wade at 605-730-1801.
This effort on exports also involves engagement. I mentioned China. For the first time, I had the opportunity to physically meet with the Chinese Ag Minister. We had an exchange of ideas. We had a commitment to work collaboratively on issues of significance to both China and the United States, understanding that our relationship in agriculture is an important one. It's important to us because it's a significant market. It's important to them because they are not a food secure nation as we are. They don't have the level of productivity and the enormous land mass and the water resources that we have. And the result is that they are dependent on others for food. And we are more than willing to do our part in providing that. So we will see a closer working relationship on issues related to climate change, related to ways in which technology, biotechnology specifically, can be utilized in order to increase productivity and to be able to assure that those commodities using biotechnology are made available in the marketplace.
With Agriculture In Depth, brought to you by Kimball Livestock Exchange and by Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre, I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra.